Hello, everyone. This is Mark George, your professor for the Hebrew Bible Literature Genesis course this term. And this is one of a few recordings I'm going to make with respect to the syllabus and sort of an overview of the course. I will be recording each week a short, probably 10 to 15 minute audio, perhaps a video, for an orientation to the readings and some of the themes I see going each week. I thought I would do that also about the syllabus and just highlight a few things for you in the syllabus and also to talk through it so that not only do you have a chance to read it, but you can hear me reflect on some of the things that are here. I know there's a lot of material here. I hope it doesn't overwhelm you, but given that these recordings need to be short and we don't have the opportunity to meet face-to-face until the gathering days, I thought this would be one way to help you get through that material. I hope you've all been online by this point and had a chance to read the course description, seen the goals and objectives and the books. I have four books that are required apart from the Bible. I think they'll give us a chance to engage with a commentary, Walter Brueggemann's commentary, and then more specific topics within that, Norman Cohn's book on Noah's flood and interpretations of that through history. That'll help us to begin to think about the ways in which Genesis stories, not just the flood, but Genesis stories are picked up and used in different cultures and at different time periods and how they get interpreted, and to help situate ourselves within the larger stream of interpretation and use of Genesis through history. Robert Crumb's book, The Book of Genesis Illustrated, is a graphic novel. I've wanted to teach with this book for a while. And one of the things I find interesting about it is I think it works with the Cohn book and with the Levinson book in helping us to think about the ways in which the texts, the biblical texts, are interpreted. He is reading the text and then illustrating it in ways that make sense to him. And I'm hoping that having this chapter by chapter illustrated guide, as it were, will help us to think about how do we envision the text? What parts of the text do we notice when we talk with people about Genesis in our faith communities or religious communities or on campus or in other contexts? What sorts of images are going through our minds when we are talking about these stories? So he'll be another conversation partner with us, not just by a textual form, that is by written words, but by his illustration of the stories. We have John Levinson's book, Inheriting Abraham. This will be the primary topic for us to discuss, or the primary book for us to read apart from the biblical literature when we gather for gathering days in October. In terms of the Bible, I am requiring that the New Revised Standard Version, the NRSV, be the Bible that we use whenever we're posting things online, referring to biblical texts. It's very, very important that we have a standard translation so we don't get lost or confused in our conversations because someone has used a different Bible translation and not noted it. You can bring other things in, but you must note what translation you're using because the reference text for us for the Bible needs to be the NRSV. So please, if you're going to refer to another translation, please start with the NRSV. Then tell us how a different translation reads a passage. If you're new to exegesis, and I expect that some of you are because this is a depth class, I did list two different texts about biblical methods and approaches to, I shouldn't say biblical methods, but methods for interpreting the biblical text, approaches to interpreting the biblical text. We will be working on these issues as we go through the quarter. In weeks 1 through 3, I have suggested chapters from these books that you might read. These books talk about these approaches and methods with respect to both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, so you may have to do some negotiation with them, by which I mean if it happens to be about a New Testament text or you want to read an approach that studies the New Testament, you'll have to think about how that approach would apply to the Hebrew Bible. But we can hopefully engage some of that as we are working through the exegesis exercises. I also have suggested some books just about writing and good writing. I am interested in the craft of writing and in the skills that we need to develop as writers. I'm constantly working on my writing. I encourage you to take a look at some of these books, particularly this book by Steven Pinker, The Sense of Style, because of his background in the sciences and how he's thinking about writing and how it can help each of us to improve our writing.